the cuts from 02 to 03, our state appropriations decreased by about $74 million. And what we are asking for is an increase of about $92 million. So that would recover the cut from the beginning of 02 and provide a little bit of gain for the university.
So we're trying to get back to where the university was before these cuts were made?
Well, in terms of the overall budget request, that's true. But in terms of what this will do for the institution, we will certainly not recover from the cuts of 03, probably never, simply because we've made some decisions in the process of managing the 03 budget cut that are going to be permanent. On the other hand, we do have some priorities here in our 04 requests. First and foremost is a merit salary program for our faculty and staff. That was one of the first casualties of the FY03 budget, and it's absolutely essential that we have a salary program here in FY04. Another high priority is recovering in some critical areas that we had to take a cut in FY03. We're going to lose about 900 positions, and about 180 of those positions will be faculty. Now, most of those will be through attrition, but the bottom line is another year or two, the university will have about 900 fewer employees than it has now. And many of those employees are directly related to our educational program. So we're going to have to recover. One of the casualties of the 03 budget cut is across the university, we've had to eliminate some 250 general education courses. General education is a core program that all of our undergraduates have to take at all three campuses. And we're going to have to build back some strength that we've lost because of that budget cut. Another high priority is our repair and renovation of our buildings. It's very important that we be good stewards of that capital infrastructure, so that's a priority. And then finally, there are a couple of areas where the university needs and is taking a leadership role where we need to make some critical investments, and one particularly important area is in K-12 education, and so we'll be asking for money for that.
A lot can happen between now and next spring when the General Assembly makes their final vote on the 04 state budget. What do you think are the chances of all this getting through?
We were realistic in knowing the financial stress that the state continues to be under. So we've tried to, first of all, fashion our request so that we were sensitive to that. While we are asking for $92 million, and that's a fairly large increase when you consider the cut that we had to weather this year, we believe that we've made very careful and considered choices in where we need to make investments in our faculty and staff, in new programs to keep this institution a leader, not only nationally, but internationally.